The Tony Award-winning musical Death Becomes Her is on Broadway at the Lunfontaine Theater on West 46th Street. One of the stars as Ernest Menville is Christopher Sieber. He's here with us today. Hello, Christopher.
Hi, Andy. Hello, everybody at WHUD, Westchester and Hudson Valley.
Bravo. I'm standing and applauding,
Thank
Christopher.
You. Thank you.
It is so entertaining, Thank and you are so comical in this. It's based on the movie Death Becomes Her that we all know and love from back in the day, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. If you love the movie Death Becomes Her with Meryl Streep, Goldie Hawn, and Bruce Willis, and Isabella Rossellini, you will love our show more because we still have all the good things that people love about the movie that are in the show, but we were able to go our own way with the show to make it a musical. And so all the things you want to see in a movie, from the movie, the cult hit part of it, is here in the show, but also some extra extremely crazy, over-the-top, ridiculous surprises.
It's a wonderful combination of adult humor and ridiculous, silly.
It's absolutely absurd, yes. And I am so blessed, I think all of us are, that we actually even get to do something like this on Broadway because there a lot of musicals sometimes have a lesson or a message at the end of it. And it's like, a tale of woe or something. Mm-hmm. And our show is just pure comedy. So there is no lesson to learn, and there's no message to be had. And all you have to do is sit back and laugh your head off. And that's great because I think we all need that right now in the
yes,
world.
Yes, we do. So you won't learn a darn thing at the end of the show.
You will not learn anything. You will be amazingly entertained, and you will have the best time ever.
A lot of it goes to the set design and the wonderful cast, which is you, Christopher Sieber. You got Megan Hilty, right?
Yes.
You got Jennifer Simard.
And the amazing Michelle Williams.
From Destiny's Child. Yeah.
Yeah, from Destiny's Child. And she was, I will just say, that I'm maybe telling tales out of school here.
Tell.
She was out this past weekend. And, there's nothing unusual about somebody being out. But she was out for 2 days. And I was like, huh, I hope she's okay. And then I see on the interweb, there she is with Beyonce. In, I think, Atlanta, and Destiny's Child made an appearance, and I saw that, and I flipped out of my chair, and I was like, well, I think she's been busy.
I think Beyonce saw her in Death Becomes Her and said, hey, I got to get Michelle back.
Yeah.
The ensemble dancers and the singers, they never get enough credit, and I do want to give them a shout-out, too, because they just work so hard, and they know they're anonymous pretty much, too, right?
Right. Yeah, and the ensemble works their tails off, and so do we. Everyone in this show, I mean, it is one of those shows that I haven't done in a long time where you don't stop. Once the curtain goes up, you don't stop for 2 hours and 20 minutes, and you're running around, and if you're not on stage, you're changing costume backstage and getting ready for the next scene.
Your moment on the plan is brilliant. So great.
Thank you.
The applause was so deafening when you finished that.
Thank you. There's a song for your listeners out there. There's a song that I do in Act Two, and you think, oh, Ernest Menville's not going to have a song. And he does because he has to figure out a way to get his two friends, well, his fiance and ex-wife and all this other thing. He has to find a way to make them beautiful after they've been dead now. So now they're dead, but they need to be maintained. But he's not at his office where he does reconstructive surgery, and all he has is the basement. So he goes down and grabs spray paint and duct tape and clay and tape and rope and anything he can find, and he does an amazing job, and he restores them with household items, which is absolutely hilarious. But yes, Ernest has to run around and make these things happen very quickly before they fall apart.
Talking about it is ridiculous. Seeing it on stage is remarkable.
It is. It is insane.
Here's what Time Out New York said. Christopher Sieber stops the show.
Well, come on. Yeah, I do.
Variety says a laugh-filled musical to die for. Daily Beast said the most fun night out on Broadway. Breathtakingly over the top, absolutely. The New York Times agrees with me and Christopher. Death Becomes Her, Lunfontaine Theater, West 46th Street, Tony Award winner. For tickets, go to deathbecomesher.com.
That is correct.
Christopher, thank you so much. Continued excellence and success, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Andy.